And for the first time ever, I could say welcome from the United Center on the west side of Chicago as we've made it. And we are, boy, oh boy, in awe, to say the least, of one of the NBA's country's most magnificent facilities, the United Center. People filing in here. Took a while to get in and get through security and get your parking taken care of and all that good stuff. But once we did, we're here. We're at courtside. And I don't think anybody from either Galesburg or Eisenhower has stopped smiling from this point. It is quite an experience, to say the least, to sit at the Bulls radio spot where the late and legendary Johnny Kerr once sat, where Neil Funk sits, where Stacey King sits, my idol Jim Durham sits. It's just unbelievable. It's you just go on forever and ever. Won't do that, but I've taken a number of pictures, that's for sure, to watch the kids come out of the tunnel, take their first shot on the floor. They couldn't wait to get out here, and a loss from last night, probably the furthest thing from their mind right now, as coming off a 14-point defeat against Rock Island on a really nice evening at Thiel Gym. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal here, and they got a chance to get it done. And congratulations to both schools, the fans, the administration, everybody involved selling the necessary tickets as the Bulls will play tonight at 7 against the Miami Heat. We're here for this one. Not going to stay for that one. That's a little too late when you got to work the next day and just getting old. Not gonna happen, but we're going to enjoy the heck out of this, and hopefully Galesburg can come away with a victory against the team in Blue Island Eisenhower. They beat last year 61-49, is struggling. One-point loss to Shepherd last night. They fall to 7-14. They've had some personnel issues, whether it be academics, behavior, whatever the case may be. They've been having some problems in that regard, and we'll hear more as Jim Lee talks it over with their head coach, Mike Curta. The pregame is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. The streak's at 16-9, looking to avoid a sweep for the weekend with the loss at home against Rock Island last night. And, of course, Eisenhower looking to do the same as they were beaten by Shepherd. Allen B. Shepherd High School and Galesburg hoping to make it two straights over Eisenhower as they came to Thiel Gymnasium last year, lost by a dozen. And they have a good player in Torrey Minifield, and one of their point guards is 6'1" junior in A.J. Bridges. So they are very athletic, they are quick, and they're going to spread it out a little bit and hit the glass, just like reminds me a little bit of the Rockford East team. But they're bigger, and they're going to come after Galesburg, and obviously they've got a lot to play for. They don't want to go down and find their 15th loss hanging over them on a very special day here in Chicago. The pregame interview is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Mike Curta, the head coach of the Blue Island Eisenhower Cardinals, coming up. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball, Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown. Blinker.
Head coach Mike Curta joins us now of Eisenhower before we... this game and the expanse of the United Center. And, Coach, you know, some of the Galesburg people might think, well, since you're up here near the United Center, this isn't a big deal for you. But I think it still probably is for these kids, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is, I mean, you'd never get to play in this. This will be, I mean, it's a one-time thing. And for you all, you know, the Galesburg people to come up, is this is phenomenal. You know, we have our two sister schools in the district playing after us. But this is, you know, this is pretty special, so.
How did this all come together for you?
Assistant that I had when I was at a previous school had taken his teams here before, and he had a contact with the Bulls, and they allow all kinds of high schools, girls, boys teams, to come in and play. So the big thing is just finding a partner that's willing to do all the things necessary to play. A lot of teams will shy away, but you guys were more than hospitable enough to do this, so. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a real thrill. I see a lot of the guys out here loving that NBA three-point line shooting from there. And while you can warm up, I don't suppose you want too many of them launching in the game from there.
No, we've had our struggles this year, so we're hoping just to compete. But yeah, I don't know what to expect from our guys. It's been an interesting season.
Yeah, I see you lost a close one last night.
Yeah, we're going through a few growing pains. We've had some different kind of team issues that have got guys up and down and moving around, and we're just trying to get something established here in year two, and not the most inviting thing to come off that loss and play you guys, because I know how good you guys are.
We got thumped pretty good last night. We didn't shoot well in our home court, and we're hoping to be able to shoot better in here, but it's quite an adjustment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I think the background is the big thing, is you don't have that background of the gym wall, but yeah, you got a whole lot of Victor Davis, and we have no Victor Davis, so that might be it right there.
Who are the key players to watch for on your team?
Torrey Minifield, we need to play well. He's like a 6'2", 6'3", wing player, and he needs to play well. I mean, it's that simple, and A.J. Bridges is our lead guard, and if those two guys play well, I think hopefully we can compete. If they don't, they're going to be in the parking lots by the end of the third quarter.
Well, and I know you and Coach Reynolds are in the same boat. You want the kids to really soak it in and enjoy the experience, but you want to play a good game too, and it's probably hard to get the starry eyes out of there and play basketball right now.
Yeah, this is, it's just from the whole standpoint. After this game, you know, the kids are focused. We've got our younger kids here watching the game, and then we're going to all pack it up and head back to our place for the freshman and sophomore games. I think it'll be something everybody's talking about in the future, just for the craziness of the day. But, yeah, I hope both teams play a good game. I hope it's competitive.
And you coming to the Bulls game tonight?
Yeah, we'll be here, and I think everybody will enjoy the suites and everything else they got going for us. So it's a great treat, and I know it's a much longer day for you guys than us, so hopefully all of your people enjoy it, from the fans and the kids and the coaches.
That's head coach Mike Curta of Decatur. Blue Island Eisenhower, not too far down the road. Mike Reynolds. Jim Lee visits with him next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing my song, Button on My Coat.
Off you go.
Button on my coat, button on my coat. Looking real cool with my button on my coat. Button on my coat, button on my coat. Going to win some cash with a button on my coat.
That was awful.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new red WGIL button today at Dennis Twitty State Farm on North Henderson Street or Galesburg Sewing Center on East Main Street. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now right here on the floor at the United Center. And, Coach, I know you're coming off a tough loss last night, but once you walk in here and you see the kids' excitement when they hit the floor and get to shooting around, it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, they're excited. They're excited. And you know, as coaches, it's just still a neat thrill, too. You know, we're kind of kids in the candy store also. So we've got to temper our emotions and hopefully come play the right way tonight.
The whole process of coming up here, you guys left, what, about 6:30 this morning, and you rolled in here, what, around 10:30?
Yeah, we rolled in about 10:30 here. We left 6:30, made one quick stop in Naperville just to get the guys out and moving around a little bit. Coach Hart and I bribed the Jimmy John's guy to open up, make us a sandwich or two. So it was fun, and we had a lot of excitement on the way up. You know, watched a couple movies and did our things, and they have a quick turnaround, too. We had a quick turnaround. We'll be ready to go today.
Yeah. Once you got in here, are you in the Bulls locker room, or do they have auxiliary locker rooms? How's that work?
It's not the Bulls locker room. I'm assuming it's an auxiliary locker room. I think the biggest thrill we've had so far is that, we walked in, they were unloading all the Miami Heat gear. So nobody took Dwayne Wade's bag or anything, but it was all there. And we just got to certainly be ready to go tonight because, you know, it's kind of be a game of emotions. Which team can temper their emotions and get their focus on the task at hand will be the team that plays well.
Sounds like Eisenhower coming off a tough one-point loss last night.
Yeah, they got beat by 1 point, and you know, obviously we didn't have any tape of that game, but we had a guy there, and we have tape of some other games. We certainly got to be ready to go today because they're young and they're athletic and they're quick, and those some of the teams that have given us a little trouble at points in the year, so we got to be ready.
What do you look for from them, a full court type game?
On some points, you know, I think they pick their spots. They're much like we are in that kind of theory. They pick their spots, and you know, they slash the rim and try to spread you out. It should be a fun event.
Got them last year, and I guess that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get them this year, though.
No. Not the way that works, unfortunately. And fortunately, sometimes for us, because last year we only got some people 11 times, so I'm glad it doesn't work like that. But we're better this year, and to be real honest, they're better this year, so it should be an interesting game.
Our team coming off of last night, the mood's still pretty positive, even though it was a tough setback to Rock Island.
Well, it's frustrating because we didn't play well, but you know, our guys will be ready to play. I know our guys well enough and the character of our team that we'll be ready to roll today.
And the shooting background in here is kind of like Wharton Fieldhouse on steroids, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we can't shoot any worse than we did last night, so you know, we'll figure it out.
Coach, I know you got a lot of things to do. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks as they get set to play here at the United Center in Chicago against Blue Island Eisenhower. We'll continue with the pregame after this on WGIL.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Center. There are starting the introduction of a starting lineups. The Streaks, the visitors on the school scoreboard, that is. And Eisenhower is the home team. And we're going through this list here. And unfortunately, with changes come, some different players listed. And so, get that straightened out quickly as they announced a young man named Kenny Jackson who wasn't listed on the sheet, so let's get that taken care of real quick here. Galesburg's lineup, as you would expect. Three guards, Dalton Davis, 6-foot junior, Ryan McElmurray, a 5'11 junior, Brandon Thompson, a 6-foot junior. Thompson, the second leading scorer, at 10.4 points per game. At the forwards, Chad Thompson, 6'6 junior, averaging 7.6 a game, and Victor Davis, just under 18 points a game for the Streaks. Their gun for Eisenhower, Torrey Minifield, a 6'3" senior, and the point guard, A.J. Bridges, a 6'1" junior. Also in the lineup, Kenny Jackson at a forward spot. Curta, I'm assuming the son of the head coach, a 6'3" freshman, and Anthony Cooper at one of the guards, a 6'1" senior. Victor Davis set to jump center. Galesburg in the gold uniform tops. He'll jump center against Torrey Minifield. We are right behind the Eisenhower bench, and the tip is in the air, and it is controlled by Eisenhower. And with the ball is A.J. Bridges. He runs the point for him, hands it off up top to a guy, and then gets it right back. A.J. Bridges, man-to-man defense for the Streaks. Bridges driven toward the right side. He picks it up over on the left side. A pass that they just couldn't handle. Jackson on the left wing, immediately a turnover on the Cardinals.
It just occurred to me, Mike, we're sitting in the same spot where Johnny Red Kerr would have Michael Jordan come over and slap the powder on him every time before the game starts. So kind of a historic place right here. This is really cool.
Unbelievable. Ryan McElmurray right in front of us with the ball. He's guarded out there by A.J. Bridges. Now to Chad Thompson. Over on the right wing to Brandon Thompson. Victor Davis right baseline. Skips it across to McElmurray. Penetrates up top Chad Thompson. Who's going to make Galesburg's first bucket in the United Center? We're going to find out here sometime in the near future. As we're just underway, 45 seconds into the game. A turnover for Eisenhower on their first possession. Galesburg with it now. McElmurray up top to Victor Davis. He is being guarded by Minifield. Free throw line jumper, Brandon Thompson. He gets the first bucket in the United Center. We are hearing those noises, Jim, that I was talking about that I know you love so much. That
they keep it hopping here so you don't have any downtime, any dead time, and especially with a crowd not quite 22,000 capacity here, they're going to play a little of that Bulls music in between.
I'm going to put the crowd mic on. Let's let everybody enjoy that bounce, just like you're on TV. Here is basketball, left wing with it. Is A.J. Bridges now down on the right baseline. Short 10-foot shot put up and down by Minifield. So we're tied at two with 6:30 to go in the first quarter.
Minifield, the guy that Coach Mike Curtis said has to play well for them to have a chance today, and he's off to a good start hitting that baseline jumper.
Up top, Victor Davis with it. Left wing, Dalton Davis. He goes to McElmurray. Wide open three right side. Good! He stuck a three. Ryan McElmurray, Galesburg on top, 5-2 with the three. And you may hear some coaches. I have to turn the mic up a little bit. I want you to get a feel of the United Center, but at the same time, we may hear some things that I may have to turn it off later, especially if Galesburg builds a big lead as we're behind the other bench. Spinning, Minifield over on the left wing to Anthony Cooper. Back to Minifield inside, finds Cooper. He got inside some traffic. He missed the short shot up front of the basket, and the rebound to Brandon Thompson. Pushed to McElmurray to the basket, no good. Victor Davis, put back is good. Victor Davis with the bucket, timeout. Eisenhower as Galesburg's jumped out to a 7-2 lead. 5:44 to go first quarter. We'll take the timeout as well from the United Center. Galesburg 7, Eisenhower 2. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at WGIL at WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash-building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable, guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh, you did not just... Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Bring back!
Kenny Jackson, a rebound basket for Eisenhower. 7-4 now. Galesburg the lead. Shooting well to start the game. Three guys have scored. McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, Victor Davis. Up top, Dalton Davis on the left wing. Guarded by the man who made that rebound bucket for them, Kenny Jackson. Now on the right side, Chad Thompson. Short jumper on the right baseline. Spins around. Out it goes. And the rebound to Minifield of Blue Island Eisenhower. Right wing with it. And picking it up is A.J. Bridges. Inside, out. They go to Curta. One of their big players, a freshman, missed a jumper badly. Left of his circle, Brandon Thompson, the rebound. In the front court, Victor Davis to the hole. Shot good. Good feed from Brandon Thompson. Victor's second field goal. And Galesburg up 9-4.
So it looks very comfortable. Playing very well early. Good team balance and the team bouncing back after last night. And I think, again, we play these tough conference games against that great defense last night. And it looks like there's a lot of openings today because Rock Island just smothered us so bad last night defensively. And a whole lot more opportunities to get out and go today.
Up top, many good with the ball. Crossover dribble. Good defense by McElmurray. Forces him into a fadeaway on the baseline. Wow. He banked it off the glass. Wow, tough shot. Nothing you can do about that. 9-6. As Minifield got his second field goal, McElmurray now with it up top. Dalton Davis. Davis guarding closely out there, and a reach-in foul called as trying to steal the ball away was the man who committed the foul, Anthony Cooper, his first.
You know, we're sitting right behind the Eisenhower bench, and the chairs in front of us, what the NBA players use, and the old adage of riding the pines certainly is not in vogue anymore, because these chairs...
I want one for home.
They're better than your recliner at home. Leather covered with the Bulls emblem on the back, and, you know, there are probably times where the coach looks down and says, go in, and the guy probably says, no, I'm really comfortable right here.
Yeah, it's really a job to try and pass along this experience. Tremaine Carson in the game kicks it over to Brandon Thompson. Three on the right side, no good. Carson gets the offensive rebound. He loses the ball. Picked up by Carson. His shot is blocked inside. And coming away with a new guy in the game, Vontez Grace. So back the other way for Eisenhower. His shot in close, no good. But it trickles out to another new man in the game. He puts up his shot, no good. That was Lewis. And controlling is Dalton Davis for the Streaks in the front court. To the hole, Thompson. Is it a charge or a block? It is a two-shot foul. Thought maybe we'd get a charge out of Dustin Lewis taking it, but instead he picks up the foul. Eisenhower's second of the game.
Some opportunities for our guards who love to get out and go, but don't get that opportunity a lot of times. I think you're going to see McElmurray and Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis have some fun here today getting up and down this court. And Victor Davis, following that play, was trying not to fall on anybody, so he's hanging on the rim.
Yeah.
He was up there for about 3 seconds before he finally came down.
Boy, they're going deep into the bench. Josh Curry in there. He's a 5'10 senior, 6'1 sophomore, Dustin, who just committed a foul. Deshaun Hargray in the ballgame. And they also have, that's everybody that's in. Garrett Williams in. Out goes McElmurray for the streak. So Carson and Williams in. Off the bench, Chad Thompson and McElmurray out for the streak. So both teams going into the bench. Free throw by BT, no good. And the rebound taken out by Deshaun Hargray. Though he loses the ball. Shot put up inside by Brandon Thompson. No good on a turnover. And Hargray comes back with the basketball. So missed opportunity there. Which board do you want to look at? My goodness. 3:12 to go first quarter. And Galesburg on top, 10-6 on Brandon Thompson's free throw. Dribbling up top, Josh Curry, and a hand check, I believe. Up top as Galesburg commits its second foul of the basketball game. VT got it. Brandon Thompson.
You mentioned which scoreboard, and I am. I'm looking around. There's
the big
one
one's not working
left,
for me.
Way up in the rafters. And then the big one, yeah, you have to look straight up. And so...
Line violation on Eisenhower as they got it in. Yeah, I'm looking for one in the middle, and there's not. You're right. You got to look way up on the left side because the one above us, that's just not working. And across from us, I've never noticed here, welcome to the madhouse as we sit at the scorer's table across the way. So a lot of little nooks and crannies you see in person. Lob inside, take it away. First turnover on the streaks. Dalton Davis trying to get it down low, and they picked it off. On the right wing with it, Dustin Lewis. They work it to the left side. Hook back to Josh Curry on the right side, driving inside, putting up a shot, and getting fouled is Lewis. He'll shoot two free throws. 10-6 our score, 2:39 to go first quarter. Galesburg the lead, and it's Carson who picks up the foul, Galesburg second.
This will be a good problem for the coaches to have, but they love being here. Of course, they want to win the basketball game, number one, but
getting guys
they
in.
Want to get everybody yeah. to be able to play on this court before the day is done as well.
First free throw is good. And they make a substitution. Minifield back in the basketball game, and out goes Bridges. Dustin Lewis will get a second free throw here. Their first free throw of the game, his first point. 10-7 Galesburg. A little sloppy on the last three possessions. Second free throw also good. 10-8. They've closed the gap. It was a five-point lead on two occasions. It's been cut to two. Galesburg looking for a basket. Garrett Williams up top as Eisenhower in a zone defense. A 2-3 zone on this possession here. On the left wing, it's Brandon Thompson to Victor Davis, left baseline. Back to Brandon Thompson, back to Victor Davis. He drives toward the middle. Shot up, partially blocked. Rebound Carson. He gets it blocked, and he is fouled on the second attempt. Good work inside by Tremaine Carson, who's already got a couple of rebounds, and he'll get two free throws for his effort.
Not going to get a lot of fouls called inside.
No, they're letting it go.
And yeah, Carson has been blocked several times, but he keeps on working in there, undersized underneath, but very quick hands, and he causes some problems for opponents.
Tremaine, who's much better at the line since the start of the year, makes the free throw. He's up around 55% for a while there. He was in the 20s. Carson looking for his second as Galesburg leads at 11-8, 2:15 to go first quarter. His second one is long off the back of the iron. Minifield the rebound. And they'll bring it up. 2:10 to go first quarter. Man-to-man Streaks defense. Bringing it up is Josh Curry for the Cardinals. Dressed in white uniforms with red trim. Easy for me to say. Minifield up top. Goes over on the left side. They swing it to Curry. Back to Minifield. Long three, top of the key. It's no good. Rebound, Victor Davis. Skies to get it. Galesburg doing a nice job on the boards. Tremaine Carson feeds and a push as he tried to go left to right to Dalton Davis. And the foul called on Eisenhower. Is it Curry? I think it was.
Tremaine Carson getting some more minutes early in this game, but I think certainly his athleticism and his quickness come into play against this Eisenhower team. He's been very valuable early.
Victor put it on the floor, and it cost him. He loses the basketball. He had an opening. Two on one to the basket. Curry, Brandon Thompson clobbered him, and that's Brandon's second foul at the 1:39 mark of the first quarter. So you're going to lose a key scorer here as he's going to have to come out.
Yeah, McElmurray will check back in to replace Thompson with the two fouls. You know, it's interesting, the coach for Eisenhower is Mike Curta, and his name was familiar to me not only from last year, but also he coached at Mount Carmel a number of years
okay.
ago. He and Mike Miller are good friends, and we had a home-and-home with Mount Carmel back when Mike Miller was coaching the Silver Streak. So we're familiar with Coach Curta from Eisenhower.
Curry missed the first free throw. They're two out of three from the line in the first quarter. Galesburg's two out of three from the line as they make a substitution. Deshaun Harkey out of the out of the game, and back in is Nick Curta, 6'3", freshman. Second free throw coming up for Josh Curry.
It's going to take a while for players to break a sweat. It's very cool down here because
the
hockey game was last night, and so they just got the floor covered up, and it just makes the air a lot cooler down here, though, along the floor, and kind of chilly if you're not out there moving.
Curry missed both free throws. Garrett Williams inside to Davis. Bad pass. Threw it to the left hand of Torrey Minifield, who was locking the post. Third Streaks turnover. Not a good first quarter so far. Good start, and then since then it's been not very good. Trapped on the baseline, Curta gets it in the post, working on Davis. Turnaround jumper is no good. And the rebound to McElmurray, and he's going to fly up the court. Layup is no good. He missed it. Garrett Williams underneath, trying to gather and get the ball up. He gets rid of it to Chad Thompson, so another chance for the Streaks. McElmurray, 99% of the time, is going to make that. Chad Thompson, long three right side.
Yes.
Good, and a foul. Big bucket by Chad, and a foul. So 13-8 as the basket counts.
The foul was away from the shot.
On Galesburg.
Yes. And so they're going this direction with Eisenhower.
McElmurray committed the foul for the Streaks, his first.
I'll trade the foul for the three.
So it is 13-8. Make it 14-8. Silver Streaks with the lead. And the basketball in the hands inside Curry, trying to get up. Ball taken away. McElmurray with the basketball. Tough vantage point, really, sitting. You love courtside, but it's tough to see sometimes here. Garrett Williams on the right wing.
A little lower than the court, actually.
No question. Down on the baseline, Dalton Davis fakes, steps back, 17-footer. Good! He knocked it through. Dalton's first bucket of the game, 16-8. Galesburg has put its own run together, a 6-0 run. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it. Streaks by 8, 30 seconds to go first quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com. Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Hi, this is Brian Barnard, voice of the Fighting Illini. The next Big Ten battle for Illinois is versus Michigan State. Bring you all the action starting at 8 o'clock tonight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at the United Center, Galesburg a 16-8 lead after the first quarter. Every starter has scored, and a free throw by Tremaine Carson off the bench. Streaks basketball as we begin as they come our way. And a 2-3 zone by Eisenhower. Up top with it, Dalton Davis. High post to Victor Davis. Dribbled out of that. Over to McElmurray with the basketball, trying to size it up. Chad Thompson right side. He's got a three. Two threes by Galesburg in the first half. Garrett Williams skips it over in the baseline. Fired a pass in the post. It's tipped right back to him on the baseline. He threw it away. That's two turnovers out of Williams. He's just having trouble taking care of the basketball. Back up the floor, Kurt on the baseline. Inside Minifield working on the smaller McElmurray. Good job to get some help defense over there. Bridges across the lane. Shot blocked by Victor Davis. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay. Mike Reynolds pointed Galesburg's way. Now they're going to talk about it. It's Galesburg basketball off Eisenhower. Good defense, Victor Davis.
Yeah, good timing. As he was quite a ways off the player when he shot it coming across the paint. Victor just timed it and came over all the way and swatted it on the way up. And so the Streaks get it back. And Eisenhower not using any full court pressure.
No,
I thought they might
I did too.
Go that route to try and make some things happen. But so far they've been dropping back and right now in the zone.
They have used a lot of guys off the bench. They've played 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12. Right wing with it, McElmurray. Curta and Bridges there to trap him on the way. Skip it over on the left side. Garrett Williams put it on the floor, hands it off to Victor Davis. Now Chad Thompson just left of the circle. Top of the key to Ryan McElmurray. McElmurray facing the two of the three, 2-3 zone defense. Nice cut down the lane. Tough pass to get it in there, though. Bridges stole it away. Galesburg's got five turnovers now. The other way, pull-up jumper on the left side, no good by Bridges. Rebound taken away by Chad Thompson. Streaks on a 6-0 run that dates back to the first quarter. 6:40 to go, first half. 16-8, three by Chad Thompson left side. It's short. Hurt in the rebound for Eisenhower. Chad had a pretty clean look, though they got in his face a little bit end of a shot. They'll bring one of their bigger players back in momentarily. Hargrave will get back out on the floor. He's a guy who came off the bench earlier. With it on the right side, Tim Stokes, a 5'11" junior now, top of the key. Goes on the left side, working it into the corner. Now back up top. They hand it off to Tim Stokes. Stokes, right of the circle to Bridges. He dribbles over top of the key. Picked up by Dalton Davis. Back out Minifield. A kick and shoot three. Good. That was well done. Minifield with 7 of their 11 points. 16-11. Snaps Galesburg. 6-0 run as the Streaks lead by 5. 5:55 to go first half. So the zone, not much pressure out of the zone. It's a 2-3 that Eisenhower's playing. McElmurray with it. Right wing skips it over to Garrett Williams. Trying to get rid of it. Does to Victor Davis. High post. He fakes. Puts it on the floor. And they're collapsing on him. And a foul called on Eisenhower. It is their 5th team foul.
And they're trying to control, as so many teams do, Victor Davis inside and control his touches. When he comes up to the high post, we've been able to get him the ball, but they're very conscious about not letting him drive to the basket. They would let him take that shot, but he hasn't chosen to do it so far tonight from the perimeter.
The 12th man now plays for Eisenhower as they bring in another man off the bench, Corey Evans.
I guess it's not tonight, is it?
Oh, it feels that way, though. It's darker in here. You get that feeling. Chad Thompson, pull-up jumper right side off the back of the iron. No good. And coming away with the rebound for them is Tyrone Terrell, the 6-foot freshman guard, who's just checked into the game. Down the lane! That was too easy by Terrell as he just kind of went coast to coast off of getting the rebound. 16-13. They've scored 5 in a row after Galesburg's 6-0 run. Streaks by 3. 5:09 to go first half. Down to Chad Thompson, right block. Hooks it to Victor Davis. Puts it on the floor. To the basket. Shot good over Hargrave. That was a tough move. Victor with 6 in the game. 18-13. Stops a 5-0 run.
Excellent power move and a great time to have it by Davis. We hadn't scored in the second quarter. We needed that basket.
Up top, and I mean Galesburg's really stretching him out. Minifield, now he puts it on the floor. Hook pass over on the left side. Guy who just made a shot earlier shoots the 3. Evans, no good. Rebound, Minifield somehow got that ball. Missed the shot. Rebound, Chad Thompson. Back the other way for the Silver Streaks. To the goal, Dalton Davis, no, as he slams his hand across the air. Missed the shot, but he gets 2 free throws.
Excellent job, as usual, in transition by Ryan McElmurray that time, coming left side. Didn't go all the way in, pulled up short, dropped it over to Dalton Davis on the other side. Davis had a man on him, tried to through, did get it up off the glass. It wouldn't quite fall, but Dalton gets 2 free throws.
Dalton with 2 points in the ball game. First free throw is good. He's shooting 66% from the line. And they bring in Vontez Grace. First appearance of the game for him, a 6-foot junior. And coming out is Minifield, who leads him with 7 points. 19-13. Galesburg the lead with 4.5 minutes to go in this first half. The junior, Dalton Davis, second free throw on the way. Down it goes.
Shooter's touch on both of those.
Nice rims here at the United Center. I wondered how tight they'd be. You know, a person who love shooters. That's always one of the things I've always loved. They're nice rims. They got a nice little bounce on them. Bringing it across half court and getting trapped. They go over on the right side with the basketball to Tyrone Terrell. He tries to lob it inside, and it went nowhere. It was tipped out of bounds by Brandon Thompson, who's back in the ballgame for the Streaks. It'll stay with the Cardinals.
You talked about the shooter's rims. I also was talking to some of the players before the game, Chad Thompson, Dalton Davis. I said, how's the court? They said, oh, it's got a lot more spring. They said, you can just feel the bounce in your step. And they enjoyed so much just coming out here and being able to have a long shoot-around.
It just, it gives you chills. I mean, a basketball fan, just, it's amazing. It really is. Eisenhower with the basketball up top, trying to get through some holes. Corey Evans back up top now into the hands of A.J. Bridges, who shoots the long jumper up top. No good. Hargrave, big kid, gets in there and gets the rebound. Again, a thing that plagued the Streaks last night and sometimes this season, no blockout. 20-15 is they're allowing Eisenhower to hang around. 3:43 to go in the first half. Back to a 2-3 zone. Brandon Thompson over to Dalton Davis on the right wing. Down low to Victor. Swinging around. BT, top of the key to Chad Thompson. Had a thought of a shot. Drives toward the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Victor high for the rebound. Put back. No good. Partially blocked. Chad Thompson's put back. No good. He gets another crack at it. Shot up. He's fouled this time. And I think they're going to get Bridges with his second foul. All kinds of chances there as Victor had an offensive rebound. They call it on Bridges, his second foul. So now 2 key players with 2 fouls, Brandon Thompson and A.J. Bridges. Chance Thompson, 4 rebounds already.
Yeah, this game's starting to get some intensity to it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of felt each other out and felt the facility out there in that first quarter, and now they're really getting after it.
Chance Thompson's first free throw good. He's got 4 points in the game, a 72% free thrower. 21-16 Galesburg with 3:24 to go in the first half.
Almost a two-platoon thing for Eisenhower. They brought in four out of their five players new that time. And, of course,
they
we don't have
really
much
going deep
depth on the bench, so most of our starters have to play most of the game.
Chad Thompson got the friendly roll and hit both free throws. Galesburg 4-4 in the quarter and 6 of, well, they've missed two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 of 8 in the game. 22-16. Jumper on the left side. Curta on the baseline. No good. Again, no block out. Carson got beat that time. And a smaller player cannot get the shot to go down. Curta gets the offensive rebound and throws it away. So they had a couple of offensive rebounds, one by Dustin Lewis at just 6 foot. And Curta the other, and a whistle back the other way as Galesburg sees the ball tipped out of bounds. A lot of action in this game. Back and forth, 22-15 streaks, 3 minutes to go first half of play.
Well, again, Eisenhower with some good size inside, and Victor Davis can only be in one spot, so he's got to have some help in their rebound.
He's not getting much right now. Chad Thompson left of his circle on the wing, skips it over to Dalton Davis right side. Facing him up is Dustin Lewis playing the left wing of that 2-3 zone. DeMacco Murray on the left side. He had a shot earlier down low and tried to fire a bullet pass. Not a good one. 6 streaks turnovers. Back the other way. They come with it. Right baseline. Long 3 put up. No good. Rebound inside. Another offensive board by Minifield, though he tries to go up, and they're letting him play. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll go to the streaks. Minifield had it. Good bounce for Galesburg. Minifield slow to get up, and he finally does.
Comes up holding, looked like he may have hurt his thumb there.
You're
hit
right,
before.
Left thumb.
Yeah, but he's one of those, that's tough. When you've got rebounding position, you think you got the ball, and some guy comes crashing down the lane, has an angle, and he jumps really well like Minifield does. And
I think they're going to check him out.
Yeah.
His thumb, he's shaking the thumb, and they're going to bring the ball back behind the half court. Good Galesburg crowd here. I know it took a lot of tickets to get this done, and they sit across the way. Big Galesburg crowd.
Yeah.
And they keep everybody on the one side of the arena. I wondered how that worked.
A lot of people going on a short night's sleep from last night's conference game and driving up here, but I think it's certainly been worth it so far.
Boy, no kid. Right wing, now baseline driving. McElmurray bounces back out, now attacks again. Skips it across to Brandon Thompson. He puts it on the floor. Toward the goal. Shot off the glass. Spun out on him. Rebound inside. Brandon Thompson working hard.
Yeah.
Shot good. He earned that basket.
No
All
doubt.
Kinds of hands flying everywhere. And he gets his second field goal of the game. He has 5. It's 24-15. Back to the biggest lead. The turnover the other way. McElmurray on the defensive end causing problems. And Minifield just picked up a foul. As McElmurray was trying to get back the other way. They're going to quickly bring Hardway back in. First on Minifield.
We talked about it last night, how electric McElmurray is when he gets the ball and can lead a break. And I think he even catches some of the other teams who have quick players off guard because he's just a step faster in most cases. He is lightning fast.
Biggest lead of the game right now for Galesburg, looking to add to it. And McElmurray in the bonus at a 1-1, missed the free throw.
And a push off on Tremaine Carson.
Yep. Carson picks up his second foul. He and Brandon Thompson with 2 apiece. Victor, who had a rest, is coming right back in. He's the only guy in the building sweating. I mean, he's sweating. So Victor back in.
Whether he's prone to that or whether he's just working that much harder.
I think he's working pretty hard underneath. And they are in the front court. Minifield, hands off, jumper on the baseline. Victor hit the official with a block, and the official calls travel. I thought he was going to take the call back.
Oh, my.
Victor swatted the shot away and hit the official in the head.
And the official was about, 7 or 8 feet away from that. And Victor hit it so hard,
the volleyball
line drive right off the head of the official.
Another new player in the game, Kyle Holmes, a 5'10 junior for Eisenhower. So they played 13. Chad Thompson, 3.
Chad,
left baseline.
Yes,
good. He was wide open. Chad Thompson gets Galesburg. 27-15. Timeout on the floor. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
I love that sound. I'm ready to escape these walls. And the words, we need to pick up a few things, can only mean a trip to one place. Thorne's Pets and Supplies. I've heard they now carry grillers. Cowhide, rawhide, grilled in Chicago. It's gotta be tasty. And I just gotta check out the coats. And I really want a pair of boots. Sure would make these quick trips outside easier. Brr.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Galesburg, another run. This one a 7-0 run. And a minute and a half to go, first half, and they lead Eisenhower 27-15. A three ball by Chan Thompson. He's got two in the game, has 8 points. And so far, he's leading the way. Victor Davis with six.
Streaks 9 of 23 from the field. Not great, but pretty good considering coming into a big arena like this and, well, shooting better than we did last night.
1-2-2, full court pressure. They get it down low, and a foul is called as Josh Curry got to the basket. He missed two free throws in the first quarter. He's going to get another crack at it here.
Bump on Chad Thompson.
It's his first. Six foul on Galesburg. One more, and Eisenhower shoots. And Galesburg in the bonus right now. So we'll see if Curry can break his string of two misses earlier. His free throw is on the way. He made that one. 1 of 3 now from the line, and they snap Galesburg's 7-0 run. 27-16 streaks. They bring a new man back in the game, who started, actually, Anthony Cooper. And he comes in for Vontez Grace. Galesburg out there with Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Garrett Williams, Chad Thompson, and Victor Davis. Second free throw on the way by Curry. Made them both.
They went those Silver Streaks road uniforms, the new gold ones with the black trim this year. They really stand out in here. They look very sharp.
On the left side, yeah, it's all red here. So pretty cool with the red background and the gold and black of Galesburg. The G on the left side of the shorts. Trying to dribble through some traffic. Dalton Davis lost the basketball. Too much dribbling. Back the other way. A foul as Kyle Holmes was getting his way toward the basket. He'll shoot two free throws, so they've been at the line quite a bit. And it is Dalton Davis committing his first foul.
And not a good trip for Dalton. He really did try and force that between two guys and got it stolen, then a foul back here on the other end. I think he's shaking his head going, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
there?
Just too much. Got to get the ball, pass it around. Way short on the free throw by Kyle Holmes, a 5'10" junior. Played 14 guys.
Well, I tell you what, if he's 5'10", he's got a couple inches on the bottom of those sneakers.
Yeah, he's 6 or 7.
He's a little guy.
And they list another small guard, Josh Curry, at 5'10". No way. Missed both free throws. Victor Davis comes away with rebound number 6. 6.6 boards for Victor in the first half, 52 seconds to go. Streaks leading at 27-17. On the left wing, Garrett Williams, another turnover. Telegraphed the pass to Victor Davis, number 8 on the Streaks. Back the other way, almost walking with the basketball was Curry. Now they go top of the key to Kyle Holmes. Holmes now on the right wing. Passes it off to Anthony Cooper. Top of the key now. Minifield, he's trapped. Over on the left side, a three. Partially blocked on the left wing, but it's loose on the floor. Guy's going after it. Picked up by Chan Thompson. Chan Thompson with 5 rebounds in the first half. Victor with 6. 17 seconds and counting in this first half of 27-17. Galesburg lead. Right with it now, Dalton Davis, top of the key. 2-3 zone. They've stuck with it the whole half. McElmurray, Chad Thompson, top of the key, 6 seconds to go. Garrett Williams, bounce pass to Victor, almost lost it, got to get a shot, 2 seconds. Here's a three ball at the horn, no good by McElmurray. And a good first half for the Streaks. They outscore Eisenhower 11-9 of his second quarter after an 8-point first quarter lead, 27-17 at the break. Stay tuned for the halftime report. It's next, brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will.
that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Good first half for the Streaks. Opened up a 16-8 first quarter lead. End of the quarter on a 6-0 run and then outscored Eisenhower 11-9 after they got within three. In the second quarter, went on a 7-0 run to open it up to a 12-point lead, and it's at 10 right now, 27-17. I want to thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan providing our transportation tonight. We had a car like this for the Charleston Holiday Tournament, a 2010 Nissan Altima. Intelligent key with the push-button ignition. Awesome gas mileage, over 32 miles per gallon highway, and it's available with leather, Bose sound system, backup camera, Bluetooth hands-free phone system, power moonroof, and a lot more. Very affordable, $1,000 rebate or 0% financing, 15 of these in stock. Test one to drive. Test one out. Test drive it. Dang it. Spin it out on Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. About 2 hours and 45 minutes it took us to get here today. No, Jim wasn't speeding that bad.
When you do the math, you figure 65 mile an hour probably won't quite do that. So we opened the engine up a little bit on I-88 and made pretty good time here today.
No doubt about it. So once we got in the building, everything was squared away. It's chilly in here and a hockey game here. The Blackhawks last night. And you can really feel it down on the floor, your feet and everything else. So glad to wear the sleeves. But Galesburg, nice half as they lead it 27-17. And the halftime numbers, let's go over those, brought to you by attorneys Robertson Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
Okay, quickly the numbers. Galesburg 9 of 23 from the field, 39% in the first half. A couple of those are three balls, though, that have helped our point total. Meanwhile, Blue Island Eisenhower just 1-3 and only 6 of 24 from the field, 25% shooting. So the Streaks' defense has been pretty solid. Rebounding edge right now to the Silver Streaks, 18-16 on the boards. Galesburg has 8 turnovers in the first half and Eisenhower with 6.
Leading the way in the game is Chad Thompson. Couple of three balls. He has 8 points. Good balance for the Silver Streak. 6 for Victor Davis. 5 points for Brandon Thompson. 4 for Dalton Davis. 3 for Ryan McElmurray on a three ball in the first quarter. His 5th of the season, Tremaine Carson. A free throw off the bench. Victor Davis leading the rebounding with 6. Chad Thompson with 5. Torrey Minifield leading them with 7. He has their only 3-point basket. And a lot of twos, 2 points for Kenny Jackson, a starter. Deshaun Hargray off the bench. Tyrone Terrell, 2 points. 2 points for Josh Curry on free throws. And Dustin Lewis, 2 points on free throws. They are 4 of 8 from the line. Galesburg, 6 of 9. The Streaks, 3. 3 balls in the first half. Eisenhower, 1. Galesburg's biggest lead of the first half, 12. They lead it by 10, 27-17. Back with more. And the second half, this is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success.
I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
With a Gardigan automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Gardigan generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Gardigan automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where they're collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Cloudy skies today, near steady temperature around 30, clouds continuing into the evening, a low around 18 tonight, and clouds tomorrow with a high topping out at 29. 27 right now in downtown Galesburg at WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Get results from the 2010 Winter Olympics. Join WGIL for daily coverage starting February 12th. Sponsored by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks with a 27-17 lead over the fall of Decatur Eisenhower. They're Blue Island Eisenhower, not too far away. As they come in 7-14, the streak 16-9, a chance to surpass the 2000-2001 team's win total of 16 with a win today. Let's go down to the floor. Jim Lee with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. And they'll get together here just in one moment. Let's do it.
Okay, Coach Steve Cheeseman with us, and obviously a thrill to be playing in here and to be up by 10 at the half.
Yeah, on both counts. What a wonderful experience, Coach Reynolds, setting this thing up as a once-in-a-lifetime for these guys, and our kids are doing a good job. Got a chance here. I mean, when we move the ball, you can see that we're very, very good, and we do a lot of good things. We've got to keep the ball moving, shore up a little bit on their drives down here, and we can take this thing and run with it. These first 3 minutes are very, very critical for us. If we get a little lead here, we can take off and go.
The substitution has to be a thought because Eisenhower's running in three or four players at a time. They're fairly deep. We do not have much depth, and that could be a problem. I guess it's nice to keep on the high side of this.
Yeah, it's a factor. We just talked about that in the runway on the way up. You got a floor that's 10 feet longer. You play a day game after a night game that was pretty intense last night. Traveled a long ways. We don't have a lot of depth. All those are factors. So, yeah, we've got five timeouts, and I'm sure that part of our strategy will be with fatigue as part of that, too.
Okay, have a good second half, Jim.
Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman on the performance of the streaks in the first half as Galesburg leads it 27-17, 16 first quarter points, 11 in the second quarter, shooting 9 of 23 so far in the game, 3 of the 9 field goals from 3-point range as Galesburg looking to close the door. They've stayed with a man-to-man. They've showed some 1-2-2, 3-quarter and even a little bit of full-court pressure out of that, and Eisenhower has primarily used a 2-3 half-court zone defense, and not much trapping out of it. Typically, you see traps out of the corners in that, but not so much of that today. So we're about to get started here in the second half. It'll be Eisenhower basketball. Galesburg on the floor with McElmurray, Dalton Davis, along with Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, and Victor Davis. So the starters out there, and it is Eisenhower basketball. And they have it with A.J. Bridges starting down low. A shot put up and blocked by Minifield. He was blocked by Thompson. He gets up over Davis. Missed it again. Second attempt. Hargrave no good. Someone's got to grab the rebound. Dalton Davis comes away with it as Victor Davis was in there battling as hard as he could. Hargrave with four rebounds. Down low, a pass. Tipped around and not a good one from McElmurray over on the left side. 9 Galesburg turnovers. So back the other way. Eisenhower with the basketball right wing. They'll kick it over to Bridges, spinning. Free throw line area. It's to Kurt on the left wing. To Minifield. sizing him up, McElmurray gets the best player on every team every night out. Bridges top of the key, right wing. They give it to Anthony Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor, top of the key to Curta. Just a freshman. Left wing, Bridges. Guarded by Dalton Davis. Tried to attack the middle. He was cut off by Dalton. Good defense here on this set. Bounce pass on the right wing to Curta. Down on the baseline. Middlefield's going to put up a long J. No good. No block out on Cooper. Cooper gathers, shoots. No. Victor got away with a goal 10. Put back. No good by Bridges. So they got two cracks at the basket. Just not blocking out right now. And that is really problematic. If you're playing in your conference, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, we're fortunate today because they're 0 of 5. They've had 5 shots and 2 trips down the court, all from close in, and have not been able to get anything down.
And now they apply some pressure. McElmurray somehow gets rid of it. Victor Davis pull up from the free throw line. Spins out on him. Brandon Thompson running through and puts it in. Nobody caught him, and he lays it in. 29-17 streaks. That was a broken play that turned good.
Yeah, McElmurray was at half court on the floor and just threw it up to Victor finally after getting hassled. Victor missed the shot, and Thompson came out of nowhere. A very athletic play to finish that off.
With it now is Bridges on the left wing. Over right of the circle to Cooper, guarded by Brandon Thompson, who just scored Galesburg's bucket. 2 minutes played in this third quarter. Galesburg up 12. Minifield gets around a man, goes to the goal. Nice move by Torrey Minifield. He's got 9. He's a heck of a player.
Take one, Nick.
He is so athletic. Driving the baseline, Victor Davis. They were trying to get a charge. Curta got hit in the head. Davis banked it in, and we've got a whistle as they stop play. 31-19, Silver Streaks. 5:46 to go. Is a 30-second timeout. We'll hang on to it right here.
Yeah, Curta must have caught Victor's elbow right on the top of the head.
Right.
He's hurting as he comes back over here. And that's a good move for Victor. When he can be on the right side and kind of float in there at an angle, he uses the backboard very well, and he makes that shot probably 4 out of 5 times. That's a nice move.
And he has 8 points in the ball game, tied with Chad Thompson for scoring honors for Galesburg. Brandon Thompson with 7 Minifield leads. Their attack with 9. Just got a bucket on the other end, but still bothered by the inability to block out on the defensive end and allowing way too many offensive attempts. Eisenhower just not converting them. And full length of the floor to go with Galesburg owning the basketball. 5:46 to go in this third quarter and a 31-19 lead.
And Eisenhower down by 12 here. They're going to come with some... I guess the Streaks are going to come with some full court pressure. It'll be Eisenhower.
Oh, it's Eisenhower ball.
Yeah. So the Streaks are going to, they're going to back off. Looked like they were going to apply the pressure a little bit, but then as soon as the ball came in, they fell off.
Now they're coming out with a trap once they do. Bridges threw it in the middle, threw it away. Good trap. He tried to go middle. Ball was tipped. McElmurray to Brandon Thompson, feeds to Victor. Can't hang on to the ball. He's still trying to get it. Now a scrum in the middle of the lane and a jump ball.
Well, nice to be an unselfish player, but in hindsight, Brandon Thompson needs to just take that shot. He's right under the basket and gave it off to Victor, who I think was thinking Brandon was going to shoot it and wasn't ready for the pass.
It was a little low, and just take that one up. He made a beautiful move his last time. Victor Davis taking it out on the baseline. Goes up top, bad pass. Stolen away. Bridges to the basket. McElmurray fouled him in a foul, and a shot's good. Not a good foul. Not a good foul at all. Bridges, a 3-point opportunity. Gets his team within 10, 31-21 streaks.
We're playing well in stretches today.
Exactly.
But not well enough to run away with this game. Some bad turnovers. That inbounds pass was not good. A lot of our turnovers have been trying to skip it over the top of the zone.
Right.
And a couple of times trying to inlet it to Victor where there was no opening. So
Bridges missed the free throw. It's tipped around. And who wants to grab it? Dalton Davis does finally come up with the basketball. So they are just 4 of 9 from the line. Down low. Shot good. What a job to get to the basket. And I mean quickly by Brandon Thompson. He exploded. 3-point opportunity coming up.
It'll be nice to see Brandon. Maybe he's in the midst of having one of these little stretches. He can score points in bunches. The Rockford East game is the one that jumps out at me. What do you have, like 13 in a third quarter?
13 in the third quarter. He's got 4 and maybe 5 here. Free throw on the way. Good. And he's got 10 in the game. And Galesburg now with its biggest lead at 34-21.
And Brandon Thompson can be sneaky good. Because Dalton and Ryan so much are just so aggressive out there. And Brandon, sometimes it almost looks like he plays a little lazy. I don't think that's the case, but
right.
It's just his mannerism. And all of a sudden, the other team can think, well, this guy isn't much of a factor. And then he comes up and bites him like he has here with 5 points in the third quarter.
Lewis on the left side to Cooper up top. Cooper puts it on floor. Curta left wing down on the baseline to Lewis. Lewis dribbles all the way up top, hands to Minifield, top of the key, guarded by McElmurray. Between the leg dribble, right side to Bridges, back to Minifield. They were trying to do the drive and kick 3, and it wasn't a real good pass back out to Minifield, who's driving now. Dumps it off on the left side to Lewis. They swing it right side. Bridges up top. Cooper with it now. Cooper guarded by Chad Thompson. High post, midfield, turns and faces. Fires right side. Three on the way by A.J. Bridges, who's got all five of his points in this quarter. 34-24. Just can't bury this team. Right side, Chad will shoot a three. Short with it. And the rebound comes out to Dustin Lewis. Just one pass and shoot on that possession, although he did have a clean look. Free throw line area, pull-up jumper, Bridges, it's short, tipped around, and Victor Davis into Eisenhower's bench, who touched it lost. It is last, it's Galesburg's basketball.
Victor Davis can't believe that when he thought he knocked it off
the
Eisenhower
ball.
Player.
The guy said gold ball. And now they're waiting, and they're right in front of us, right in front of the bench. Minifield ready to take it out, so they do keep it. He gets it in to Lewis. Lewis dribbling the basketball, guarded by Brandon Thompson, left wing. To Bridges. Bridges bounce pass to Minifield, working against McElmurray. They'd like to get that post up with him much taller. Down the lane, flying shot. Cooper got the runner inside to go down. 34-26. And they have scored five in a row. It's their second 5-0 run of this game. So very much a game of runs. Dalton Davis up top to Victor Davis. Takes a dribble, shoots a long jumper. No good. Rebound inside Brandon Thompson, though. It gets stripped away. And they come up with it. So he got the board, but he couldn't do anything with it. Pushing it with it, Bridges, Cooper, down the right baseline, Lewis shoots a long three, got all the rim and down it went. And here they come, an 8-0 run, 34-29. Gillsburg's 13-point lead has disappeared almost. High post, Victor Davis, down low, Chad Thompson, kicks it out to Dalton Davis from the inside. Dalton spinning on the right side, bump shot, no, he'll shoot two though.
You love his aggressiveness. We had tremendous ball movement that time down. Chad Thompson almost got off a shot down low. They covered quickly, kicks it out into the corner to Dalton, and then he penetrates inside the defense and gets a couple of free throws.
Galesburg 7 of 10 from the line in the ball game. Davis 2 of 2. His first free throw is good. That snaps a big run of 8-0 by Eisenhower, 35-29. Streaks with the lead, and 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Dalton looking for his sixth point of the game. He does not get it. Short, Minifield the rebound for Eisenhower. He picks up his fifth, and he's got some tape on that left thumb now around his wrist. So they're isolating that thumb that appears he may have jammed. On the left side, Bridges with the basketball, trying to do something with it. Work it over the right side. Long jumper on the right wing. Put up no good by Curry. And the rebound to Victor Davis. He has seven. Dalton Davis now across the half court. The Bulls logo out on the right wing. Up top, he goes to McElmurray. Left side, Garrett Williams, who's back in the basketball game. Skips it across to Dalton. Three ball on the way right side. No good. Rebound taken out by Cooper. And they'll push with a two-on-three. Crossover dribble to the basket. Trying to dump it out to the wing. The baseline was Curry for a shot. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with them. And they bring a substitution in. Out goes Curry.
This game getting a little bit more tight now as Eisenhower shooting the ball better. And they've continued to be very aggressive on the offensive glass.
They get the ball in. Top of the key now. A.J. Bridges. Kicks it over to Curta. Three on the left side over Victor Davis. Way short. Ball tipped out of bounds. Did Williams touch it, though? What was it, Bridges? It was off of Bridges. Hargraves back in. And Curta out for Eisenhower. 2:21 to go third quarter. Streaks a 35-29 lead.
Still not shooting the ball this weekend as well as we can, certainly from three-point land. And wouldn't hurt to get it into Victor's hands, I think, this trip down.
2-3 zone by Eisenhower, working against a screen. Down low, shot put up, an air ball by Carson as McElmurray got it to him, and he kind of aimed it and just missed it badly. Minifield the rebound for Eisenhower as they got a chance to cut into Galesburg's six-point lead under 2 minutes to go third quarter. Cool breeze just came across.
This hockey floor, they keep it cold, and it's,
it's chilly in here.
Wishing I would have wore a sweater up here.
Minifield with it, top of the key, trying to force him to his left. He spins the free throw line area, kicks it out on the baseline to Bridges. Nothing there. Back to Minifield, three left wing. Good! Over Dalton Davis, and they are putting together quite a run. 35-32 now.
Tough shot by Minifield. Dalton was right on him, and he good jump shot. He let it go at the peak of elevation right in front of us. And this Minifield, he can really play. He's strong, and he's giving us problems.
High post, Victor Davis fakes, falls away at the left elbow. Shot no good, and they got a chance to get within one or tie the ball game. Minifield, they're going to give him the ball. This is wonder, just major runs in this game, and Galesburg having a miserable third quarter. On top with it is Bridges. They're spreading it out.
And I can't help but wonder if the conditioning is starting to play a role, because they're deep and they're running a lot of guys.
Oh,
got a whistle and a foul. Yeah, charge on Eisenhower. But yeah, you know, I think the depth of these guys starting to come into play here, Mike.
And you may have a point, no doubt about it. Chad Thompson and Brandon Thompson back in. Out go Carson
another one.
Garrett Williams. And they make a substitution, bringing Dustin Lewis back in, and he replaces Cooper. And now they send the Bulls players all around. They got the big all-around the facility here. Noah,
the pictures
all the players.
Of them, yeah,
it's pretty cool. Always a treat and a nugget here. Look somewhere, you always find something else. And all these sweets here, just unbelievable. Up top, Chad Thompson, Galesburg. Only a three-point lead. It was a 13-point lead before. And not anymore. So they've got a lot of work to do. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Brandon Thompson over to Garrett Williams, who puts it on the floor against the 2-3 Eisenhower zone. Right wing, now on the baseline to Chad Thompson. Much taller than Dustin Lewis guarding him. Brandon Thompson, he's going to attack the middle. Goes to the goal, has trouble holding onto the ball. Victor Davis put back.
Yes.
Good, and that's what they needed. Off the miss, Victor, the offensive put back, and a three-point opportunity.
Big, big play. And again, we talked in the first half. We obviously want to win this basketball game, but you hate to bring the team up here and not have everybody be able to get on the court. But if you've got a tight ball game down the stretch,
right,
I don't think the Silver Streaks can really afford to do that. So obviously we'd love to build that lead back up and be able to get everybody in this game before it's over.
Victor now with 11 points in the game, gets the three-point play, and that was huge. 38-32, 17 seconds to go, and they're going to apply the 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Over on the left side to Dustin Lewis. Dribbles out of some trouble now. Top of the key. Garrett Williams out to get him. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. 4 seconds. Three. Long jumper put up as an air ball by Lewis. The rebound. Brandon Thompson. And that's the end of the third quarter as Eisenhower is tightening it up after three. 38-32 Galesburg. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com. Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team hits the road again this afternoon for a non-conference game at New Trier. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the broadcast at 3:06 today here on WGIL.
Galesburg held to 4 field goals in that third quarter, shot 3 out of 4 from the line, that helped. An 11-1 Eisenhower run got him within 3, and Galesburg scored the next 3 to take a 6-point lead going into the fourth quarter. 38-32 Eisenhower basketball.
You can get a box out defensively. Eisenhower has 13 offensive rebounds in this game.
Too many. Bridges kept the man going. Backdoor Minifield. That was a beautiful two-man game between those two. 14 now for Minifield, 38-34, as they got a great possession on their first play.
Yeah, head coach Mike Curter running in front of us here, really encouraging his team now, trying to get them over the top in this fourth quarter. They feel like they can play with Galesburg.
Oh, no doubt.
Back in the game.
Well, now the baseline out to Victor Davis, way up top. Hands off to Dalton Davis, top of the key, just underway in the fourth quarter. 38-34, Galesburg the lead in what's become a tight game. Galesburg, 13-point lead vanished after Eisenhower went on 11-1 run. Bad pass up top. They throw it away to the basket. Shot no, but a foul is called as Dustin Lewis missed the shot. He's going to shoot two. He's made two. Has 4 points in the game. Dalton Davis picks up his second.
And this Eisenhower team, unlike many that we played, when we commit a turnover, they get right after it. They are up the court in a hurry. They don't wait around. And in that case, Got him a couple of free throws, but they missed the first one.
So they are 4 of 10 from the line, and that's hurt. Galesburg in the game is 9 for 13, so much better. Trying to get this one to fall is Lewis. He got the second one. 38-35. They've twice now got within three. This one now at 7:06 to play. 2-3 zone off a screen. Dalton Davis left side, thought better of a three. Up top, Brandon Thompson, who had a pretty good third quarter. Got away with an over-the-back by Minifield. Threw it away again. 13 streaks turnovers. Pull up Bridges. Right side, no good on the wing. Ball trickles loose, and they pick it up. Minifield grabbed it. 8 rebounds. Lob inside. A bad one. I don't know whether they were ready or just missed it flat out. Either way, 10 turnovers on Eisenhower. Dribbling the middle. Little hook shot inside. Put up by BT is no good. Kurt of the rebound for them. All of a sudden, that basket getting smaller. 38-35, 6:29 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg now just clinging to a lead. Lewis toward the basket, shot off the glass, no good. Chad Thompson the rebound. He took a quick shot. Galesburg needs a basket here to get a little separation. Chad on the right side, nothing there. Swinging around. Brandon Thompson, high post, Victor Davis. That's the guy who needs to get the ball. He's trying to get a move to the basket. He goes to the basket. Shot. Yes! It's spun around the rim. And down it goes. They wanted to travel. Victor gets the basket to fall and a free throw coming up. His other three-point play bailed Galesburg out when Eisenhower cut the lead to three.
Now this is where it's great to have a guy inside that can do that for you. It's the second time this half when we've needed a basket desperately. He's done it because our shooters are standing around without a lot of confidence right now. I don't think guys are really looking for that shot as they've cooled off. And Victor answered the bell.
Timeout on the floor. Victor Davis completes the three-point play. He has 14 points, 8 rebounds in the game. I want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Our transportation today is a very nice vehicle, a 2010 Nissan Altima. It's white, intelligent key with the push-button ignition. Excellent, excellent gas mileage. Over 32 miles a gallon on the highway. Handles beautifully. Get it with leather, Bose sound system, backup camera, Bluetooth hands-free phone system, power moonroof, and more. $1,000 rebate or 0% financing, and they have a number of them in stock 15. You can test drive one today at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square. Downtown, and our thanks very much to them for helping us out with some transportation and always putting us in a good vehicle, a safe one. 41-35 streaks.
Doing the same for our girls broadcast team. You'll That's be right. hearing Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson in just a little bit from New Trier. They're a little north of us here, so a rare day where both of the Chicago, or both the Galesburg basketball teams up in Chicago.
Winnetka. Tom Meredith making the trek this morning, and Eric Gibson, I think, was already in the area. Yep. He's from the Chicago area, and he was already up here, and try and get him some equipment as soon as this one ends.
Going to meet him out at the Michael Jordan statue when we're all
What a better here. Place. None. 6:11 to go in the game, and Galesburg, thanks to the three-point play by Victor Davis, back up 6, 41-35. Bridges brings it up against Galesburg's man-to-man and Ryan McElmurray. Bounce pass over to Cooper, and they'll trap. Cooper's trying to split the trap. Still has the ball. Boy, it's tipped around. McElmurray chases it down. To the basket he goes. Shot. Good, and a foul. That was a huge play by McElmurray. He did it again.
Silverstreak surprised him with a little pressure, and the second time we've dropped that on him, it's the second turnover we've created, and McElmurray knifing his way between two Eisenhower players somehow got it up off the glass and down, and a chance for another three-point play.
Boy, that's huge. McElmurray at the line where he is 0-for-1. Free throw, he's 0-for-2 now. Still having trouble making free throws, and a push after Minifield got the rebound. He's been getting beaten around a little bit. He's got the taped up thumb, and this time he hit the ground. Victor fouled him. Just his first foul. That's good news. Galesburg extends the lead to 8, 43-35. Twice Eisenhower's had it down to 3. Now it's back up to 8. And Galesburg, again, looking to trap out of a man-to-man defense. They'll come over and trap. Cooper with the ball now on the left side. Now he's in trouble, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Eisenhower as they make a substitution, bring another guard in the game, Tyrone Terrell.
They brought the ball down, and it hit Chad Thompson's leg and went out of bounds. That was nearly a turnover, but the ball off of Thompson, and so Eisenhower keeps it, and the streak's a little more comfortably ahead by 8 now, but I don't think he can rest very long. No. This Eisenhower team can put up points in a hurry.
Minifield on the left side. Down low, man, wide open. Bridges. He got behind Victor Davis and scores. He has seven of the game, 43-37. They will not go away. They fight. Dalton Davis brings it in the front court. Now they're going to extend that 2-3 out just a little bit. Right wing, McElmurray skips it across to Dalton Davis. That's where you hope Victor's going to slash to a spot to get him the basketball. Dalton now looking for Victor, finds him on the baseline, puts a move on and a running hook in the lane. No good. Tipped out. Brandon Thompson got a hand on it. Good effort by Brandon. He's got seven rebounds of his own. I think that's a season high for him. BT with 10.7 rebounds in this game. They set it up 4:55 to go, 43-37 streaks. Looking to get a basket on this possession, too.
I think Brandon and some of the players learning, you can get away with some things. That ball's up there.
Oh, they're letting it go.
Rebound. They want to keep things rolling. They got another game or two here to play this afternoon. And so you can get away with some fouls in there. So go ahead and maybe do some things you wouldn't normally do to go after the ball.
Gilbert really spreading it out on the offensive end. Left side, Brandon Thompson. Victor Davis now up top, puts it on the floor. He's going to the goal, and he travels. That's unfortunate. You got the spread that you wanted, but he did. 14 Galesburg turnovers, very uncharacteristic because they don't commit but 12 a game.
Head coach Mike Curter right in front of us for Eisenhower, he's been lobbying for that on Victor a number of times in the second half, and finally that CD planted, got a call.
Trying to trap. Bridges gets through it. Minifield three with a man in his face. Missed it. Rebound over the back this time. They're going to get Hargrave with the foul.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
He's very big.
He climbed over the top of Chad Thompson, who had position.
And he has four fouls now, and we're in the bonus now with 17 fouls on Eisenhower, and a good guy to put there, Chad Thompson, 8 points in the game. Has not scored in the second half. So 1-1 for Chad Thompson. He shoots 72% from the stripe. Led the team in the first half with 8 points, has a couple of threes. And he's been making his free throws. First on the way, good. Need all those. Galesburg shooting well from the line in this one, 44-37 now.
Yeah, that'll come in handy if we can continue to do that down the stretch here. Up seven, you got to figure we'll have some more opportunities into the bonus now at the line.
The 6'6 junior puts the second one down all over the rim and falls through, 45-37 as Galesburg builds that lead back to eight with 4:12 and counting in the game, and a double dribble up top. Boy.
It was like in slow motion.
Sure was. You could see it happening, too. And that's just totally unforced. A dozen turnovers on Eisenhower.
Yeah, break for us. The kid, he lunged forward and then kept the toe in the one spot, but you could just see that he had nobody to pass to, and just slowly that toe moved, and he got whistled.
Dalton Davis up top with the ball. He is guarded closely out there by Dustin Lewis. They appear to have gone man-to-man. They are not going to sit back in the zone anymore. Driving and shooting on the right side. McElmurray off the glass, no good. The rebound cleared by Dustin Lewis. Little guy with four boards. 3:50 to play. 8 point streaks lead. Up top with the ball, Bridges. Bridges on the left wing. He goes to Terrell. Tyrone Terrell toward the middle, and what? He hits the deck. There was some contact, no doubt, and a foul called on the Streets. They only have two team fouls. This will be the third.
Dalton Davis.
Third on him.
Like Terrell slipped there. I'm not sure they call a foul if he doesn't slip and fall down.
I agree.
But since that happened, they didn't want to call him for traveling, so Dalton's in the neighborhood, and he got the foul.
He inbound the ball to Lewis. Up top to Terrell. Left wing into the hands of Bridges. Guarded by Dalton Davis. Right in front of us. Top of the key to Terrell. Terrell back to Bridges on the left wing. He's done his damage in the second and third quarters. Minifield top of the key. He has had a good game for them with 14 points. Left baseline, Terrell drives toward the middle, lobs it up top to Bridges. 3:15 to play. Streaks with the lead. Minifield three on the left baseline. Air ball with a man in his face. Chad Thompson, who's seventh board of the game. Three streaks with seven or more rebounds in this basketball game. Approaching 3 minutes to play. Streaks by eight, 45-37. Dalton Davis up top, and it is a man-to-man Eisenhower defense. They played most of the game on a 2-3, but now they need to try and force some turnovers, so they've gone man-to-man. Dalton Davis up top now. He is guarded by Terrell. Puts it on the floor, attacks the middle, goes to the goal, foul, shoots two. Dalton Davis, where he's 3 of 4 from the line, will shoot two as he draws the foul. Good, strong move toward the middle. And the foul on Bridges, he's got four.
Really like the move by Coach Mike Reynolds and what we've done with the ball the last few times. Really spread the thing out, not necessarily in a stall, but not in a big hurry with
that
lead. And then just kind of testing the waters as we penetrate to see if we can get to the basket, and that's what Dalton did there.
Makes his first free throw. He is shooting well from the line tonight, today. 4 of 5, and he has 6 points. Extends the lead, 46-37, trying to get it back to double digits. He can with this one. Free throw in and out it goes. And the rebound. Metafield pulls down his 10th. He's got a double-double on the left side with it. Really like that kid. I like the size. I like his body. He can get up in the air. He's very athletic. Terrell driving baseline. Cut off by Victor Davis and Chad Thompson on the left side. Back to Bridges. Right side. Three or two, rather, by Lewis. No, it is a three. I thought his foot was on the line. Lewis on the right side. It's a three. It's his second of the game. And back to a six-point lead. 46-40. Pressure applied by Eisenhower. 2:15 to go. Galesburg, a couple of field goals here. May do it. Is there going to be in no particular hurry? I wouldn't think. But 2:08 counting in the ball game. They're really trying to bring out the pressure now. Dalton Davis up top to Ryan McElmurray. He fell down. Minifield knocked him down, and McElmurray is grabbed. And tell you what, that's the guy to foul. He hasn't made a free throw in two games. Picking it up is Lewis.
Dalton Davis over there talking to the official like, well, I got run over and nobody called a foul on that guy. And he and the official are laughing, having a good conversation. That was away from the ball. At the ball, Ryan McElmurray at the line now for a couple.
Just 45% from the free throw line. Free throw, he made that one. His shot, his form is good. It's his alignment that appears to be out of whack on occasion. 47-40, a minute 59 to go in the game. Streaks on top. Trying to get their 17th win. Second free throw. Made them both.
Ryan.
He looked great on both of those. Seven in the game for McElmurray. He's just steady. 7-8 points every time out. 48-40 streaks. A minute 53 and counting. As their experience at the United Center winding down. Three left baseline. Terrell, that is not a good shot. Victor Davis, the rebound. And the outlet. Stutter step dribble. McElmurray back out to Dalton Davis as they can run some clock. And they're calling on their guys to get up and guard. One is Dalton Davis, now left side, up top to BT. Under a minute and a half to go now. Galesburg up 48-40. They're going to have to either foul or I don't know what else they're going to be able to do. Galesburg spread it out very nicely, and they're just running some clock. Their coach is telling them foul. And they tried to foul. Kurt up top, Brandon Thompson, he dribbles through traffic, and now what will they call a timeout? Mike Reynolds, they tried to foul. They wouldn't call the foul. Mike Reynolds calls a timeout.
Thompson got hit twice and then knocked to the ground, and we finally had to call a timeout.
Full timeout. We'll take it as well. A minute 14 to go in the game. Galesburg 48. Blue Island Eisenhower 40. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with shelter insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
F&M Bank and WGIL congratulate Trinity Lutheran Church, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner. Nominated by Joanne Martinez of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Galesburg, an 8-point lead, 48-40 with a minute 14 left in the game. And obviously, it's a situation where if you can't get a steal for Eisenhower, you got a foul. And Galesburg has done a nice job at the line. They are 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter. Let's see if they can keep that up with a minute 14 to go. McElmurray lobbed it in. It is tipped in the backcourt. Yeah, you can grab it. Dalton Davis didn't think you could grab it, but they tipped it. Brandon Thompson chased it down. He is fouled by Curta, and our best free throw shooter heading to the line, about 80% on the season.
Yeah, I figured as much as we can, we'll want to keep it in Brandon's hands, although I think Mike has a lot of confidence in many of those guys out there on the court, but Brandon consistently is as smooth as at the line as anybody we have.
He's got 10 points in the game. Free throw on the way. I just talked about it. Missed it.
AJ down low.
Sorry.
He'll get the second one. Got an 8-point lead, a minute 8 to go. It looks pretty good. You really need to knock this down. Galesburg just 2 field goals in the quarter, but again, 6 points from the line. And good effort tonight from the line, or today from the line. I keep saying tonight. Second one is good. Brandon Thompson, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 49-40. Galesburg with the lead. They're going to try and get a shot in a hurry. Here's a 3 on the left side. No good. Rebound up to get another one is Brandon Thompson. As Stokes couldn't get the free ball to go down. And a foul as Brandon Thompson's going to go right back to the stripe. double bonus situation.
Really love our position now at 49-40, 55 seconds. If Brandon hits a couple of free throws here, I think that's where you may have the opportunity to go ahead and at least get these other kids out on the court for a few seconds.
So Thompson, first free throw on the way. Down it goes. A lot of those hitting the rim, but good backspin will take care of the rest as it falls through. 50-40, Streaks. Double-digit lead again. Second one on the way. Made them both. Three in the quarter. He's got 13 in the game, 51-40. And the other way, a traveling violation on Eisenhower. He kind of come unglued here. 51 seconds to play. And they'll bring a couple guys back in. Curta and Jackson back on the floor.
Logan Scott coming in for the Silver Streaks now.
Yeah, give him a chance to play. That's cool.
Chad Thompson has the seat. He's done for the night, or the day.
Chad with a 10.7 rebound effort here at the United Center. So they'll always remember it and can say, oh, pretty good game. I imagine they'll foul as soon as McElmurray gets it in. Dalton Davis. Plus, they want to get some of their guys in, no doubt about it. Foul is committed by Kenny Jackson. It'll send Dalton Davis to the line. He is 4 of 6. Chance to add to that. Some starters put up a lot of points today. 48 seconds to play in this one. 51-40, Galesburg. Biggest lead's been 13. Eisenhower's cut it to 3 twice, the last time with 7:12 to go. 38-35. But since that time, Galesburg's outscored him 13-5. Davis free throw, missed that one. It went all over the rim and popped out.
So some of the Galesburg faithful who made their way up here, some options. They could go explore Chicago a little bit, or they could go up to Winnetka, New Trier, watch the girls play. Come back here, watch the Bulls.
There is
tonight.
No shortage of a place to eat, I'll say that. This is the food capital right here. Having lived in this area, that's the one thing. We talked about it on the way. I would gain 50 pounds, there's no doubt.
Can't stay away from those Chicago hot dogs.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
Second free throw is missed way short by Dalton. And Jeremy Perkins, who's checked into the game, gets the rebound for Eisenhower, bringing it up Tim Stokes. They've made all kinds of substitutions. Diving on the floor as he loses it, still trying to come up with it. They do retain it in the backcourt as they picked it up. Kyle Holmes got it, and in the front court, we got a whistle. And with 33 seconds to play, foul on Logan Scott. Well, he gets a stat. Here comes Tremaine Carson back in. Now Ryan Carl making his first appearance. The 6'5" freshman, Victor Davis, leaves the ballgame. Another day at the office for him. 14 points, 9 rebounds.
Well, you might be able to hear across the way. A nice hand for some of the Silver Streak starters who have taken a seat.
Corey Evans with the basketball for Eisenhower, a new player in the game. So they've played everybody. 15 have seen time for them. On the left wing with it, Vontez Grace. They move it around. Evans. Evans, a left-hander, driving toward the middle. Loses the ball. Dalton Davis takes it away, and he'll slow it down in the front court with just 15 seconds to go. We'll see Logan Scott maybe hit another rainbow. He's just kind of dribbling around out there. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Going to get win number 17. Why foul? Kyle Holmes commits the foul. Dalton Davis going to go to the line to shoot a pair. He just missed two.
Well, Dalton went ahead and pulled the ball out that time.
Yeah,
it was one of those
cases
that he could have went ahead and gone to the basket. I mean, 11-point game with 15 seconds. I don't think anybody would have followed him, but he was. I mean, he's been trained some, missed the free throw. From the time you're young, you know, to go ahead and play smart out there and realize the game situation, and so he decided just to pull it out.
And Johnson checks in for the Streaks. The final 6 seconds of the game, Dalton Davis has missed 4 straight free throws. And make it. Nope, he missed that one. He caught the rim and down it goes.
That bounced 3 times on the front of the rim and
sure
finally
did.
Fell over.
Austin Garnett in the ballgame for the Streaks, too. And the final possession here as Kyle Holmes brings it up, goes to the basket, scoop shot in the lane. It's good, and that's it. Galesburg. Stiff challenge by Eisenhower, but they win the ball game 52-42. Stay tuned for the post game. It's next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons. and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Kalish. You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
I demand the finest. I'm not wasting one of my 9 lives on ordinary food. And there's others just like me. Finicky felines whose only interest is a 5-star dish. Surf and turf, California roll, and my personal favorite, whole mackerel with gravy. Meow. And some drooling canines are just as choosy. Serve up a Merrick's Gourmet Lunchbox and you'll see. They can't get enough of the Wild Buffalo Grill, Brats and Tots, or Grammy's Pot Pies.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Well, a memorable experience for the Streaks. They win at the United Center in Chicago, a very game filled with a lot of runs, no doubt about it, as Eisenhower put a scare into him for a couple of different times, as the Streaks led by 13 at 34-21 with 5:16 to go in the third quarter on a three by Brandon Thompson. And then Eisenhower, an 11-1 run to cut it to 35-32 with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg got a three to take a 6-point lead into the fourth, outscored Eisenhower 14-10, although the Cardinals got within three again at 7-12 to play. And then Galesburg again put together a nice run. Yeah, made their free throws down the stretch, shot 10 of 15 in the fourth quarter. And they win the basketball game 52-42. You can see Richards, one of the teams that's out next to play the Richards Bulldogs, and we'll see who one of the other teams are as they get set to play another game here at the United Center before they close up shop and come back to the Bulls game tonight at 7 o'clock against the Miami Heat. But Galesburg wins it 52-42. The postgame show brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnet Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Streaks now with 17 wins, a 17-9 record as Eisenhower falls to 7-15. Galesburg led 16-8 after one, outscored Eisenhower 11-9 in the second quarter, a 10-point halftime lead. Eisenhower made its run in the third quarter, outscoring Galesburg 15-11 to get within six going into the fourth, and then Galesburg outscored them 14-10 for the 10-point victory. Let's take a look at the postgame final stats brought to you by Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent for auto, life, and home.
Silver Streaks have shot better. They've shot worse. 38% for the game, 15 out of 39 from the field. And as Mike will tell you, the free throw numbers, that was really what carried the day for the Silver Streaks here at the United Center today, more so than what we got from the field. Meanwhile, Blue Island Eisenhower, 16 of 49. So they actually had one more field goal than we had in this one. But we won the battle at the line. 32% shooting for Eisenhower. Rebounding story just about even. I've got us at 33 and Eisenhower with 32. As we mentioned through the broadcast, the biggest problem was Eisenhower was able to get a number of offensive rebounds at times and finish second and third opportunities and keep themselves in the game. Turnover count 14, a little higher than we like for Galesburg, but it was a quick Eisenhower team here today, and Blue Island ends up with 10 turnovers of their own.
Streaks wind up shooting 19 out of 28 from the free throw line. Doesn't sound great. It's 68%, but going into the fourth quarter, they were 9 out of 13, made 10 out of 15 in the fourth quarter, and Dalton Davis, the guy who struggled, as he missed four from the line, and after starting the game making his first three, missed one, made one, basically had a stretch of four misses in a row, and got ultimately 5 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He was 5 out of 10 from the line, so 10 of Galesburg's 28 free throws by Dalton Davis. But big fourth quarter as they were able to overcome the two rallies put together, the runs by Eisenhower, as Eisenhower did not get to the line much. Jim said they got one more field goal, which is true, 16 to Galesburg's 15, and they made just 5 of 11 from the line. Three-point baskets, Eisenhower hit 5, 3 of those in the third quarter, and Galesburg made 3 all in the first half. Galesburg's leading scorer in the game was Victor Davis, 14 points, and he had 9 rebounds. Brandon Thompson with 13, and the third streak in double figures was Chad Thompson with 10. Rebounding, Victor with 9, 8 for Brandon Thompson, Chad with 7. 7 points apiece for Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray. So the starters all but 1 point. That was Tremaine Carson, a free throw in the first quarter. So very good balance out of the streaks. 15 players in the game for Eisenhower throughout. They were led by, no surprise, their leading scorer, Torrey Minifield. He had a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 7 points for A.J. Bridges. And 9 for Dustin Lewis off the bench, and a bunch of twos out there. Kenny Jackson, Deshaun Hargray to go with 5 points. Tyrone Terrell, Kyle Holmes, Josh Curry, and Anthony Cooper. As 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9 reach the scoring column for Eisenhower. But real good start for the Streaks as they opened up a 16-8 first quarter lead. But in this game, the fighting off runs by Eisenhower, and enough to get it done. And characteristic 14 turnovers in the game by the Streaks, and Eisenhower committed 14 of their own. For the most part, Eisenhower in a 2-3 zone. They got out of that zone late in the game, moved to a man-to-man, tried to trap out of it, but the Streaks making their free throws down the stretch helped him out in some key three-point plays. When we get to Dave's Auto Body, Victor Davis has to be one of the key guys, because on two occasions, Eisenhower cut that lead to 3, and on two occasions, Victor Davis came up with a basket, got fouled, hit the free throw, so three-point plays to get Galesburg the momentum back and send them to, ultimately, to a 52-42 victory. As Jim mentioned earlier, the Streaks girls are going to be playing at Winnetka New Trier. They came in to this week, state ranked at number 8, a 22-3 record. Streaks girls coming off a loss to Rock Island Alaman, now 17-11. But, you know, if they shoot the way they did against Bloomington, of course, you don't always expect a team to go in and tie a state record with 23-point field goals and score 90 points. And could have scored even more if they didn't miss as many free throws as they did. But either way, you never know. Galesburg's a very dangerous team. They could do it. Mike Reynolds stopping by. Post-game interview brought to you by Cole's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here as Galesburg wins it 52-42. We'll turn things over to the coach and Jim Lee.
Talking with Coach Mike Reynolds, and well, first of all, you got everything you wanted up here. Great experience and a victory, and you may not have shot the best all season, but good enough to win.
Yeah, you know, obviously it wasn't, you know, when you know coming to a new environment and you know, against a team that you don't know a ton about. You know, we saw two tapes and had a little scouting report on, but, you know, they played a lot of different guys in and out, and we stuck with our core guys, and we came here to get a win, and it's nice to get number 17.
You know, you mentioned the depth. They used a lot of players, and that's been a problem for us in a number of games, and especially one like this where they've got a lot of athleticism, and we've got some guys on our bench that may not be multi-dimensional players, and so you're really limited on what you can do in playing them in a game that's up and down and quick like this, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our bench did well. I thought when Garrett and Tremaine went in and you know, they gave some good minutes, which they've done a lot all year, and you know, they didn't score as many points. I don't even think Garrett shot the ball, but, you know, Tremaine just maybe had one shot or two shots on some offensive rebounds and wasn't able to connect. He made a free throw. So, I mean, he played well and hard, and those guys have an important part, and weren't able to get – Ryan has a little knee twinge here today, Ricketts, so he was, you know, kind of a scratch after warm-up. So, you know, it is what it is. So we're kind of down to seven guys on our bench, and you know, it worked out for the most part.
As usual on defense, Ryan McElmurray draws the other team's star, and I thought he did a real good job on Minifield. He's quite a player.
Yeah, you know, he's long and athletic, and that's tough for a small guy to do. You know, that's tough for a small guy to do, and he was able to force him into some tough shots, and you know, it was nice to see us come out on top there.
Yeah, you know, with Ryan, he was our player of the game last night. I don't know that any team we've played has anybody quicker than he is. He is really lightning fast when he puts his mind to it.
Yeah, and if they do have somebody quicker, I hope they transfer to Galesburg, because we'd certainly like another quick guy like him. But, you know, he's a competitive kid, and that's the one thing we've drawn out in our guys is you know, how competitive can we be? You know, and you know, right now we've got a number of competitive kids in our program. We're looking for a few more, because I think in the end, competitive kids are willing to work hard and willing to get themselves better, and he's been willing to do that, and it's obvious. I mean, if you'd have saw him when we came here 2 years ago, you would have never thought that he'd be out here playing, you know, and he could play 32 minutes every game if he wanted to. He loves to play, and he loves to get better, and you can see it. He's done a nice job all season.
It's obvious. You know, you had a number of players step up in key spots here in this game. When Eisenhower was making a run there in the third quarter, a couple of times Victor Davis able to get traditional three-point play opportunities. Dalton Davis also. And so while they didn't have huge days offensively, and Brandon Thompson, I think, had five in a row at one point, everybody kind of had their spot of the game where they contributed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think sometimes when your energy is a little low and tired, you know, you're not going to have one guy go crazy probably in a game like this. We just needed everybody to do their part, and it was nice to see, you know, Dalton and BT and those guys. And Chad played well in the first quarter. He was able to give us off to a good start, and it was nice to see all five of our six, seven guys that played a lot contribute.
And you pick your spots to use a little half-court pressure, and it seems like every time you went to that, it was a reward. But I know you didn't want to crank it up too much because you don't want to wear your team out.
No, I, you're playing on such a big floor, you start running around like you don't have much sense, which we do sometimes. We got the athleticism at home or we're on the road on a high school court to cover some things up. But you saw, you know, they got a diagonal pass once in a while, and we were able to make some good rotations and get some deflections. But we were a little nervous about going all-out press like we have been at some points.
Overall, the players' experience, the guys say anything about things they noticed out here on this court or anything special, unusual that you heard them talk about?
Well, guys on the bench really like the chairs. I know that. They're nice. You know, they're about $800 chairs, I think. So we know who makes those. Maybe we can put a couple in your van or something on the way back. I can get one. But, no, they're just excited. You know, what a experience for a guy. I mean, we've all grown up playing athletics, and no, not very many times you get a chance to play in a professional arena, whatever sport you're playing. And it was an opportunity that our guys took advantage of. And it's nice to see our community and our parents support that thing. And it's good. Hopefully we'll have a good day with our freshmen and sophomores going to play at Eisenhower later. And then, you know, we'll come watch a good NBA game tonight.
You know, we were talking about those chairs before the game, and I said, you know, it's come a long way since we used to actually ride the pines, and you'd have to sit on that hard bleacher. Right now, Coach might look down the bench, and the kid might just say, no, I'm comfortable, Coach. I'll just stay right here.
Well, I've sat on some pretty bad benches in Orion Middle School and some other places, but not a bad spot here. I think, you know, if Derrick Rose goes to the bench, he probably takes about three of those up. It's like a bed over there. So it's pretty nice, you know. Yeah, you know, and I think you're not going to find a bad seat in this arena and probably not going to find an uncomfortable seat either.
Yeah. Any dinner plans? I know where you guys are going yet?
Yeah, we're going to go to a restaurant called Pompeii, an Italian restaurant. I don't know. Coach Noble, he knows about the Italian restaurant, so... you can tell by his physique sometimes that he's eaten a few of them, too. So, and hopefully he hears that on tape delay, too.
Okay, sounds good. Congratulations. A great day, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Coach Mike Reynolds as the Streaks win at 52-42 over Eisenhower. We'll take the break, come back with more on the postgame. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by College Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Galesburg a winner at the United Center against Blue Island Eisenhower, 52-42, makes it two wins in a row against the Cardinals, a 12-point win last season, a 10-point win this season. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We already gave it away as two times Eisenhower had cut a deficit of double-digit proportions to three at 34-21. Galesburg led at 5:16 to go in the third quarter. And at a minute 35 to go, after an 11-1 run, that is, Eisenhower had cut it to three at 35-32. Victor Davis, a key basket at that point, and a free throw, gives Galesburg a six-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and he did it again when it was cut to 38-35 with 7:12 to go, a three-point play, 41-35, and Galesburg outscored him 11-7 the rest of the way and won the ball game by 10. So I think Victor, another day at the office, I always say that to him because a near double digit or a double double for him at 14 points, 9 rebounds, but none bigger than those two hoops.
Yeah, and as we remarked at the time, it came when our shooters had seemingly lost confidence in their ability to shoot from the perimeter, and at that point when you're kind of lost as to, well, who's going to take the shot, and nobody really has the hot hand, but we really need a bucket, why not go inside and let your senior, the force inside, see if he can't get something done. And on two consecutive occasions, Victor Davis was right there, and so a pretty easy call at that point of the game when Eisenhower was making its run, its push to get closer in this and maybe get over the top, and Victor Davis had the answer, and he is the Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Final break from Chicago, and we'll come back and wrap up this broadcast and set the scene for the Silver Streaks girls down the road in Winnetka. They'll get started at 3:30 and pregame coverage shortly after 3 o'clock with Eric Gibson and Tom Meredith. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Kim Commando here, but you can call me Cupid. I'm giving away over $5,000 in prizes this month in my 15 Days of Love giveaway. Enter to win at WGIL.com.
Final word from the United Center in Chicago is Galesburg a winner over Blue Island Eisenhower, 52-42. Just one game of three that we'll have on the air for you as the Streaks girls will come your way in a couple hours from now as they're in Winnetka. And it is New Trier, a state-ranked team at number 8 in the state. Began the week at 22-3, Galesburg at 17-11. So an annual affair between those two schools, a local connection, and their athletic director there. So should be a fun matchup there. And then the Illini, a huge matchup tonight at home against Michigan State, the fifth-ranked team in the land, and 9-1 in the Big Ten. Illinois lost to Michigan State their last time they went at it. So a great opportunity for them to maybe move to 8-3 in the Big Ten Conference. For the boys, the Silver Streaks boys, home against United Township. Not going to see a Saturday game for a while, if at all, the rest of the season. UT at home next Friday or Friday night. UT a winner last night against Dahlemann in an 8-point game, 49-41. And they are at 4-3 in the conference, and certainly a winnable game at Thiel Gym. Then you'll play at Dahlemann a week after that. 4 days later, a very, very good Peoria Notre Dame team at Thiel Gym during the week. And then wrap up the regular season on the 26th at home against Moline. So as they always say, one at a time. Next week, UT coming to town. Galesburg hoping to win out in the Big Six and wind up the season 500 at 5-5. And if they can pull off three more victories in what's left of the regular season, and certainly the first game of the regionals, looking for a win there, could have a 20-win season almost there with 17 after you beat they beat Eisenhower today, 52-42. It's been an unbelievable experience. Hopefully you've enjoyed the broadcast. Appreciate all the help back at the station. It's been very, very busy there today, and that'll continue with more basketball on the way. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good afternoon from Chicago.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.